proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio broadcast. We conclude our study of the 11th chapter of Hebrews by noticing that the author commended a number of people for making decisions based upon their faith in God. Yet, that person noted that these people, quote, having obtained a good report through faith, received not the promise, unquote. Initially, that assessment would seem to impugn the character of God. Could God be regarded as an Indian giver, so to speak, with regard to his promises? Why would God promise certain things to certain people and seemingly not abide by those commitments in keeping those promises? Take an example from the book of Genesis. In the 22nd chapter of that book, God told Abraham, quote, thy seed shall possess the gate of his enemies, and in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because thou hast obeyed my voice, unquote. However, after Abraham died, his descendants remained insignificant for a number of years. When the Egyptians enslaved the Jewish people in their midst, those Jews might indeed have wondered whether they would ever receive their freedom, much less experience that triumph over their enemies that God apparently committed to Abraham. Bible students must come to realize that God's ways are higher than their ways. In his own time and by his own methods, God will perform what he promised to do. Consider the latter portion of God's promise to Abraham as mentioned in Genesis chapter 22. Quote, and in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, unquote. The ultimate fulfillment of that commitment did not occur for hundreds of years. For a long period of time, Jewish people were born, lived, and died without making a significant impact upon the world at large. Finally, the day came, and as Paul wrote in Galatians chapter 4, quote, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons, unquote. Millennia after God made that promise to Abraham, he fulfilled it in the person of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ took upon himself the form of a man. He shed his blood on the cross of Calvary in order to redeem both Jews and Gentiles unto God. When he did that, Jesus Christ, who was of the seed of Abraham, Jesus Christ brought blessing to the entire human race. The writer of Hebrews concluded the 11th chapter of his epistle by adding to his explanation of why these heroes of faith did not receive the promises of God that he had made to them. The author wrote that, quote, God, having provided some better thing for us, that they without us should not be made perfect, unquote. It's noted in an earlier lesson, the Greek word rendered as perfect did not imply sinlessness, but rather indicated the completion of a task. God continues to do his work in believers. Paul informed the Colossian Christians in the 4th chapter of that book that Epaphras prayed for them, quote, that ye may stand perfect and complete in all the will of God, unquote. God is not unfaithful in keeping his promises. He is just waiting until those who are redeemed, the body of Christ, becomes complete. At that time, the Son of God will ensure that everyone who is trusted in him will become like him. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible lesson.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.